What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great As, the podcast that knows and always knew, dead or alive, it was the Knicks in five. My name's Terry.
We've been saying that forever. My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, and you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it, pal.
Mm-hmm.
What was that a reference to?
It was a reference to after 53 years, New York City home the NBA title.
Do you care?
Yeah.
Do you? Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've had a soft spot for the Knicks.
Ever since NBA Jam, really.
Ever since Ewing.
Ewing
Big
and
Pat.
Who were the two on NBA Jam?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Ewing, no. Well, like Jordan
it was
and Pippen.
Two on two, wasn't
Jordan
it?
And Pippen was the Bulls. Yeah. Ewing and someone else. I don't know. But yeah, I had a bit of a soft spot for them.
Remarkable thing that they had going for them this year.
The turnaround. See, my
they
brother
led for the whole series.
The Knicks.
They won in five games.
Yeah,
4-1.
Five games. My brother Ben is mad into basketball.
Is he?
And he was telling me. I'm very much ad-libbing, and I'm sure someone will correct me, but basically that they, you know, were fairly shit for ages, but this coach took three players who performed very well in like a lower team, mm-hmm. or you know, whatever, but they had a great chemistry and brought them up, and then added two other players who the narrative on them is like they never win anything.
Jaylen.
And then these people together, and I always think that in like football, like I was thinking that when Liverpool were shit last year, I'm like, could we just get like players off the fucking reserve or someone under 21s who have a great understanding? Wouldn't that be better than these big names who can't fucking string two passes together?
It was like what happened with Rashford under Van Gaal, that it was like this 18-year-old,
yeah,
that like hadn't played a game, and it's like. I remember like the first game he played where like we beat Mitchell and we had to beat them to like get out of the conference, not the conference, the Europa League.
Yeah.
And it was like, we were losing to Michelin at home. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
That, like, I was like, where's Martial? Like, he's gone off injured again. And like, Rashford. I was like, Van Gaal's trying to get the sack. Like, we won the game, like, 5-2 and he scored like two goals. And then like another two against Arsenal. And you're like, This is what you want, like, you know, you found the diamond in the rough.
Sometimes it's better to bring someone in who
he's coming back
is not great, is who's not who hasn't been poisoned by.
Oh, he's been poisoned, baby.
Now, and you know what's funny about him coming back is that you know he doesn't want to. He loved Barcelona, but they were putting all their eggs in Gordon's basket.
Which, to me, is fucking mental, I think.
Like, I think Rashford's got an attitude problem.
Yeah, I mean, the romantic in me is like,
come home and be great.
Yeah, and just have your right, you know, don't have their boo-boo face on.
Yeah.
And like, you could be a huge part of this team. You're not going to start every game.
Yeah.
But like, look how good things are going under Carrick. And everybody, like, look at Mainoo. Like, he's back.
Yeah.
You know, there's a door open. Apparently, there's a £40 million clause of anybody
except Liverpool and Man City. I quite like that, actually.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
But then he also said if he doesn't go abroad, apparently he'll stay with United. And I didn't realise there's 2 years left on the contract.
Right.
2 years of lifetime.
2 years.
You could win the Champions League for all we know.
I tell you, Big Dom, Sabo has only got 2 years left. And I see a lot of people clamouring already for like, either get him to renew this year or sell him on. Let's not have the fucking Kanate situation or trend.
Are you going to sell him for more than you bought him for now? Come on, he's older now. Like, that's time.
I think if we were to sell him now,
you get 60.
No, I think we get more.
Yeah.
Yeah. If fucking Adam Wharton is.
But Adam Wharton is young and English.
Yeah, but Szoboszlai is really good and
old
has played
and
in
Hungarian.
The Premier League. Yeah, Szoboszlai is only like, what, 26?
Yeah.
Because he's not even in his prime. But my issue with him, I know this is what we're set out to talk about, but my issue with him is I've always been like, you know, future captain right there, Big Dom. And now I'm like, I don't know. I see a vision of him. I see Two roads diverged in a wood, right? One is, I don't even know if I got that line right.
Two mice fell in the bucket of cream.
Even better. Yeah. One, he becomes Liverpool legend, becomes captain, and leads the team back to the glory days of 2 years ago. And another one
glory
is...
day.
Yeah. And another one is that he joins Real Madrid on a free in 2 years' time. Because I've always been like, without a doubt, he's the future captain. And then I'm like, oh, I see him doing things now, and I see him for, oh my God, I know I shouldn't judge him on this. I mean, his hair generally has been great on the pitch. But when I see him on international duty coming out of his car wearing some ridiculous get-up, and I'm like, if he was not my player, I'd be like, what the fuck is this guy wearing?
You're carrying a lot of anger these days, Andy, I think.
Well, the team just get me so frustrated, Terry.
Speaking of frustration.
Yeah.
World Cup.
Hey.
Thoughts?
I've seen more than I had. First week, I was like, I haven't seen a fucking thing.
Literally hasn't been on for a week.
What?
Hasn't been on for a week.
You know what I mean? The first few days. Why you got to pick me up on that? You know what I mean?
Because like a week tomorrow.
All right. Well, yeah. The first few days I hadn't seen.
Like England haven't played yet as the time of recording.
Yeah. So they're playing tonight. But I've enjoyed it. I tell you, it was great to see Messi getting a hat-trick yesterday.
Wasn't that great?
Isn't
it amazing?
It's actually amazing. It's actually amazing.
39 years old. And I was like, oh, I woke up this morning, it's like 3-0. I was like, I wonder if Messi scores. Like, hat-trick. Big smile. I'm like, that's class. Like.
It does make me so happy. And it's funny because I was reading a quote there earlier where it was like, from 2018, and it was like, surely Messi's last World Cup in 2022, he'll be 35. Yeah. So, you know, and not only did he win it then and play instrumentally in it, now he scored a hat trick again.
He's the oldest player to score a hat trick.
Is he? In the World Cup?
I think so, Ian, he said.
It's like, actually, like a marvel. But so I was very happy about that. I tell you, like, the hydration breaks / commercial breaks are really starting to grate on me.
I don't know if it's because it is the States, and it is because it's like Fox Sports. Like, they've been
45 minutes, no ads? Yeah. What is this?
Get out of here. That's all get out of here. But like, you know, it was happening in Qatar, you know, died because of the heat.
Yeah, because that's Qatar.
And it's necessary. Like, in Texas, 100%. But then, like, it was Japan and Netherlands where it's like, I could see the cold breath on them, like,
yeah.
That Van Dijk is like,
yeah,
cool.
Lovely fans.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why are we taking a break here? Oh, yeah, it's to feed the corporate overlord.
And I seen something where it was like, they're waiting to restart, and the refs at the sideline, like this, waiting to see, no, they're still on commercial. Like, fuck that.
Fucking Cheetos is like, sell its new ass blaster flavor.
But you know, like, I was thinking, like, earlier, I'm like, surely there's a sketch to be made about that. And I was like, could I do something with that? And I was like, I'm just more annoyed. I can't even make it funny. I'm like, I feel like that is just another example. Like, I don't understand how they keep finding new and inventive ways to make football worse.
It's FIFA.
FIFA, and I think, and America. I think they fucking...
Well, the whole thing now, like, I want to talk a little bit. I'll put a pin and be right back.
Pin.
I want to talk a little bit about, like, how good some of the moments already have been.
In the World Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the Canada game, like, I thought it was like, oh, this is going to be kind of crap at the start. And then it's like, by the end, it's like, what's his name? Kolasinac, they used to play for Arsenal, was like, heading the ball off the line up onto the cross, like mad stuff like that. I'm like, oh yeah, like the World Cup is here, or like Korea, like winning 2-1 against Czechia, like stuff like that. I was like, well,
the fucking goal New Zealand scored, by the way,
unbelievable goal, crazy. Like, there's been some like
Japan getting that equalizer in the last few minutes, fucking
and like a bullet
it.
Header as
love
well.
It.
Like, your man's header for Iraq, yesterday. I was like, what if, like, watching before I went to bed, like falling asleep on the couch, and it's like, wait, did that just go like straight in? No, like, cause he's like,
no touch.
Did it like pass the penalty spot? There's like, like the neck muscles like gone in,
the
like
neck on you.
So like, I've really enjoyed a lot of, and like Cape Verde, like
that
delivering, like it has to be
the biggest upset in World Cup history.
Nobody's talking about it. It's like, I don't think it's you can classify it as an upset because it was a draw. Well, like, surely one of the worst results for a pre-tournament favourite ever. Yeah. Like,
I've seen someone bet £1 million on Spain to win. And they would have got 80 grand back, because, but they probably thought, well, it's sure gets. Lost his ass.
Probably his head after he shot himself. Like, but
it's great. It's great to have multiple games on all the time.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
It's also like a bit like, oh, I missed two because I was sleeping. You know what I mean? Like I woke up this morning and it's like I forgot. Like, 5 o'clock this morning, one of the games. I woke up and was like, oh, it finished like 1-0. And then like I checked my phone on the way to work an hour later. It's like 3-1.
Yeah.
Oh, the match is still going. Yeah, I forgot. While I was up like brushing my teeth or whatever.
That's how I felt checking the Spain Cape Verde result, where it was like, oh, it's 0-0 still. And then I was like, FT? Oh my God.
Gary, you're not going to believe it. It's FT.
That's the Financial Times.
Yeah. But so to just take that pin out.
Yeah.
I read, was it today or yesterday, that like the winning country.
Yeah.
Is like Trump is going to lift the World Cup with them.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course, fuck this asshole.
I mean,
like,
the whole, I mean,
and like
I
Infantino is
didn't he award him some sort
Peace
of
prize?
I mean yeah. Is that just not beyond parody at this stage?
It is
like,
so beyond.
But you know what annoys me most is that fucking nothing will happen as a result. You know what I mean? It's like, he's not going to lose his job. No one's going to... You know what I mean? It's like, it's just going to be like, yeah, we all know that's bollocks, but that's just going to happen. And some people are going to be like, yay. And I'm like, I want to shake them and be like, you fucking, you know.
I mean, if ever there was a time for something absolutely drastic to happen, would be at the end of the World Cup final. In front of millions and millions of people. Like,
but like, gonna be there.
But wait, which camera am I on? Would it be real this time? Not some staged false flag thing.
Oh, it was so... I mean, even that. Like, why isn't more of a big deal being made about that?
People are talking about it now. They're coming back around. It's like, well, yeah, but at the time it should have been like, sorry, like sorry, that, sorry, that photo up. And like, who's holding that flag up in the background? Like,
yeah. You know? Oh, it drives me mental. Although I did see a thing of like, you know the way the UFC was on at the White House?
Leads nicely into it.
And I only seen a couple of little bits off it, but I seen one, there's a fighter called Cyril Gane, big heavyweight, and I seen after the fight, like Trump afterwards was like,
yeah,
this,
yeah.
And he was talking to the guy, like Trump is here, and just kind of walked on, like deliberately ignoring him. And that's the thing that I was that was so refreshing to see, because every time I watch a UFC and Trump is there ringside, it's like, I want to say to the greatest president. Yeah. And I'm like, is it?
But like, I didn't watch the whole thing.
You seen it?
I watched bits of it.
I've been saving it. I didn't think it was available yet.
It's on P Plus, isn't it?
On Andy Sky Go. What? P Plus?
Paramount Plus.
Not on the US. Not on the UK.
No. I watched some stuff online. I didn't watch on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay.
I would not sit down and be like, now. 3 hours. That's how I thought you might have watched it already.
See, normally on Sky Go, it's available like 5 days after it happens to watch. So I'm
waiting like
for that.
The whole like Nitro Circus of it all.
What was it?
It was like fucking like motocross, like on the White House, on like vroom, like doing jumps and all. And I was like, it's like you've given, it's like, hey kid, what do you think is the coolest thing in the world? Well, fireworks.
Dirt bikes.
And you could go like vroom, and it's like, it's not a double loop de loop, it's a quadruple loop de loop.
And then you fall down and you land on your wheel and you just keep going.
Yeah. And then it turns into a water slide and it's like,
and they jump over a shark and then they land and it looks like he's hurt but he got right back up.
Like, act like you belong.
Yep.
This, like, people were talking about it, it was like, they delivered like speeches about like humanity and like emancipation proclamation, all this kind of shit. Yep. And you're like, this is what it's become.
Yep.
This is what you've done. Like, by electing this guy, like a cage on the White House. Like, it's like something from a novel, like a satirist, like something like Kurt Vonnegut or Thomas Pynchon or something like that, where it's like, they're like, nah, that's too dumb.
Yeah.
That's too broad.
That would never happen.
That's too broad. I'll rub that out there.
Yeah.
So we'll make it a bit more subtle. Or like the fact that like they had that guy and he's like, Michelle Obama is a man.
Who said this?
It was like a guy who won the fight. I can't remember his name. Wow. When he got on the mic and I'm like,
what?
It was like, Dana White's like, we don't condone that. I'm like, but like,
you're fucking in bed with Trump and having Put your whole UFC in front of the White House because what? Trump, I'm guessing it was Trump's suggestion.
It was totally Trump's idea. You know what I mean? Trump, like, who finds joy in nothing. It's like he's a complete narcissist. So I was like, if you say, and we'll do this, and it'll be like, happy birthday, Donald. Like, yep, yeah, great. You know, like, I can't imagine Trump has ever sat down and watched a UFC by himself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very just. I can't imagine like things like that where he inserts himself into sporting events. Like when Chelsea won that bullshit FIFA thing. And he's there on stage with the team. You'd be like, that would totally ruin it for me. Well, one is that it's a bit of a bullshit thing now.
But like the Cole Palmer reaction.
Or he's like, what?
Huh? Like he's like that all the time anyway. Yeah. Formless. But like, he's like, who's this guy? Like,
yeah.
But what's like, he doing? Why is he? And like he's almost
get
like,
off the stage.
Yeah, he's almost like sorry. Like
yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. But choosing mental.
It is though. Like it is pure. They're on the cusp of like authoritative state. Like you know.
Yeah.
You know it is just that. Like,
see, like I see
you,
that
you speak up. Like I mean, it's not like he was putting a gulag or anything. But like, whatchamajigger?
Fucking
John Oliver. Like not John Oliver. Stephen Colbert. Like, his show is gone because, it's too expensive. And it's like...
Because he is outspoken. Outspoken
about Trump. And, like, Trump approved the merger between Paramount.
This is very...
political.
Political for us.
I tell you why, Andy. And you know me. It ties into something I've been watching.
But before you... slight pin on that.
Okay.
Just to tag on, I'd seen my beloved Uruguay team... getting fucking sniffer dogs on them when they arrived in the country. Like
Senegalese guys just being like...
The Somali refs not getting into the country and like all this shit. I'm like,
sliding into fascism.
Like, and it's you know what? It's just all about money. Yeah. Like the ads. And I didn't even cop it until Andy said it in the group chat last week. I didn't know they showed ads during the hydration breaks.
But thankfully RTE don't.
Yeah.
I think ITV don't.
But like everything is just... Is it? Do we get more money this way? Well, let's do that. Yeah. Do we save money doing that? Well, let's do that. CGI, fucking everything, like ads, like
destroy the planet.
Anything?
Would I get more money?
Anything in the world now? It's just it's like it's been ramped up even more. I know everyone's always looking to make a book and to you know get it more cost efficient. But like when I think of even the fucking Happy Meal toys back in the 90s, just as a general example, they don't have anything of quality anymore. Like the CGI stuff in movies or anything like that, where it's just like it's just so much worse now because it's cheaper to do that. Or well,
I got a toy from Eddie Rockets when we were there last time. You got any of those toys recently?
No, I haven't.
It's like a plastic cube. With like balls inside it, and it's just like it just
kind of like the sound of that.
No, yeah. It's just like tiny little thing, and it's like balls rattling. It's like, what is this? This isn't a toy.
Like sensory yeah. stuff.
And it's like it's in the car somewhere. I don't know where it is in the car, but every time I put the brakes on, it's like I'm like that fucking toy.
It's definitely under the seat.
Shouldn't even ask for it.
It's gonna be the death of you now. It's gonna go under your brake pedal. Someone cut the brakes.
Final destination. Like. The balls in my eyes. Like,
I can't see.
Swerving the tractor.
Curse you, Eddie Rockets.
The secret sauce wasn't worth it. What I was going to say was I've been watching a show. I've been getting back onto it. That really has me thinking about the world today.
Oh.
Right. I know you're not a Star Wars guy.
No.
In any way, shape,
or form. Are you?
Not really. Except for this show. Andor, that I've spoken about before, and I finally caught up to like season 2 of it.
Uh-huh.
And I can, Andy, like, it is one of the great pieces of like art, like The Wire or something. That is like this show about there's not nary a Skywalker in sight or a Jedi. It's all about the resistance, the rebel cause, and like the growing power of the Empire.
Right.
And like it's about the second season is about like the building of the Death Star.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It kind of like I was like kind of got that itch, you know, when you're watching Clerks and they're talking about like, you know, the guy working on the Death Star. It's all that shit. It's all that people that are like the cogs in the machine. Like you get a whole storyline about people working for the Empire, these middle managers.
Yeah.
And like how we need to get a resource to build the Death Star, and it's on this planet. But how do we extract it from this planet without, like, because there's lots of people living there, and it's a kind of fancy enough planet, and they like start this propaganda that there's rebels on that planet and they're uprising.
Yeah.
And they bring in like the state-run media, essentially, to be like, Gorman here is in a state of unrest and it's on the precipice. They're reacting against the Empire, and they essentially do like a false flag thing to then, like, there's a big riot that happens, and then they can mine it for all its quote-unquote oil. Mm. Allah, you know, Iraq, you know.
Nod to the current affairs of planet Earth.
Exactly. But like, they do this wonderful thing where, like, you're privy to the bad guys the whole time. And they have this scene I think it's the last episode or the second last episode, where it's like this guy who's like been orchestrating it all for, like, say he's like second in command.
Mm-hmm.
For the guy who's under Darth Vader. You never see either.
Yeah.
And it's like they have this conversation where it's like, the secret has gotten out that they've been building the Death Star. And behind closed doors, he's like, you were supposed to be finished this fucking thing like years ago. And he's like, I can't protect you, man. The secret's gotten out. You're going to take
talk
the,
like that?
Well, I can't protect you, man. He's like, I can't protect you, Leo, or whatever.
I'm not your man.
But he basically
finish the job. I've paid the down payment. Yes, my lord.
You're not a million miles away, because it happens in the movie.
What about the skirting boards?
They weren't part of the original.
Yeah, I got the skirting board.
But the idea, but what I'm trying to say is, like, this guy who's been loyal to this empire for so long, he hasn't even done anything wrong. The secret has gotten out, and it's like, you're going to be the one that is thrown under the bus. I can't help you. See you later. And it's like, at a certain point, it's like, well, he knows I'm going to be fucking killed for this. Even though I didn't do anything wrong. I did my job the whole time. It's like, but it's like something from fucking Stalin. In like 19, you know.
So it's a play on.
It's just really fucking incredible writing. Ooh. It's by the guy who did. He did all the Bourne movies, Tony Gilroy. He did my fave, Michael Clayton. Like, it's.
I don't know what my problem is with that movie.
It's fucking class. Like, I don't get it. It's so good.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills like, when you talk about it.
Well, it's really the scene where, like, Tom Wilkinson gets got. He'll love that. Like,
that's
like,
good.
You're like, yeah, that's grand. And I'm like, it's the fucking the best assassination scene I've ever seen. Like, the most realistic of, like,
I don't know.
So good. But anyway.
All right. Well,
it's on there, and, like, it's really fucking good. If you guys out there,
he's turned from me and he's looking down.
I know
the
you're not
now.
Gonna watch it,
not at all.
But if you haven't watched Andor season 2 yet, or maybe you have, and I'm really behind the times, but it's just so fucking good. And then it made me be like, I want to watch that movie again. Like, they did a movie, Rogue One, years ago.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and it's like, I want to go watch Rogue One again because it's all the characters from Andor.
So the Star Wars franchise is kind of
on
good.
Its ass.
Oh, it's not good.
It's on its ass.
Oh.
They had their lowest grossing theatrical movie ever come out this summer.
But is their stuff good?
Not really.
But you're just saying that's good.
That's really good. But
wasn't The Mandalorian good?
First season was good, but that was like 4 years ago. Oh. Like, it's kind of dropped off precipitously.
Bunch of dorks.
But I tell you what is good.
Yeah.
I talked about box office there, about Mando being a big. It's horror. Is popping off at the box office.
Yay, good.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Have you heard about the movie Obsession?
I've heard the name. I keep hearing it in the same breath as Backrooms.
Yes. Three I want to talk about real quick.
Jesus right? Christ.
Obsession, made for $750,000.
Ooh.
Looks like it's going to cross like $300 million.
Great.
Like, isn't that fucking
That's
crazy?
That's fucking great.
Like, and it's like, they're kind of saying, it's this thing where it's like, oh, like, it went up after its first week and up after its second week. And then in the fourth week, it dropped like 5%, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
And like, people, it's like, it made 5 million on a Tuesday, which is like crazy for this. The story is, it's just like a guy makes a wish that the girl of his dreams would be in love with him.
Yeah.
But it's like the monkey's paw, like, careful what you wish for. And that's
I want to see it.
Me too. I cannot wait. Backrooms, you gonna point at me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, but I did catch a couple of the YouTube.
I went in fresh.
See, only Jack in work work you.
The winter
was saying, I was talking to Backrooms, he said, oh, you should check out the YouTube stuff about it.
He's 20, this guy, Kane Parsons, that made the movie.
Yeah, now, I only watched like the first one, and then like the second, third, and fourth was more just like a process, like digital, wasn't any, it was like a, I didn't know what
he
it
uses
was.
Some sort of a,
it was like, you know, analyzing, blah, 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 blah. It was like stuff on screen, so I'm sure it's relevant to the story, but I was like, this isn't, like yeah. The first was like a 10 minute thing, and I'm like, how the fuck did he do that?
Man, like he uses some sort of, I don't want to say an app or something, but some sort of
like,
program.
I was like, there must be, because he can't be there.
The movie,
yeah,
it's all...
I would love to see the movie, but I would hazard a guess, because you know me and Kerry are big found footage fiends.
There's found footage in it.
Oh, good.
It's a mix.
Because this was, the one that I saw was just a 10 minute one that it was based off, like 85 million views or something like that. And I seen it like 4 years ago.
85
like,
oh. million box office
hey.
For the movie, like...
And it was fucking brilliant.
A24 is and biggest it's just
like
hit ever.
It's like a VHS, is it?
Yeah. And the movie starts like that.
You can, do you know what? I have a bone to pick with you.
A24 or A24?
No, that's fine. Well, yeah, actually, a bone to pick with that. So okay, it's A24, right? Surely. But
put a pin in it.
I was thinking, this is how I don't know. I don't have a leg to stand on here. But like, I thought to myself, I think maybe Terry's given up on me when it comes to movies because
he's not recommending things because anymore.
It was so casual the way you said when on the day of the Champions League final and I was like just seen a little movie Backrooms it's called yeah it's very good and I was like and then when I saw what it was about and I'm like I'd be all over that and he knows I'd be all over that why didn't he recommend that earlier to
I
me?
Was in football mode I was in beer mode I was in wisecracking
like,
mode
yeah it's good yep. Yeah. Like just a little novel movie called Backrooms. It's biggest good. Hit this fucking summer.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want
to
see it.
It starts off found footagey.
Good.
And then it goes to like this guy who's having a lot of problems in his life. He's kind of separated from his wife.
Yeah. And it's the guy from fucking
12 Years The Martian. Of Life. Yeah, from The Martian. Yeah.
I choose to say The Martian. Yeah. I loved him.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, to a lesser extent, yeah. But.
The bill comes due, Andrew. But he basically is like, he's struggling. He seems to be an alcoholic. He's an architect that is running a furniture shop in the valley, I think, in LA. And he's doing his own ads as like Captain Carl, you know, like real like cheesy. And then one night, like, he's having a problem with the lights.
Yeah, he finds a little secret.
Yeah. And then there's just these extended sequences of like, why am I dreading this? Where it's just like him going through these rooms and it's the same. Is this weird? It's like, is this an old abandoned office building? Is it like, what is this?
I can't tell you how.
It's very video gamey.
Well,
like a Doom, Doom or like.
And you know what? I
Duke
love.
Nukem or something.
Like. I love. Oh, I haven't heard that word in ages. Duke Nukem. I love liminal spaces.
It is very. It is
I that. Love it. I don't know what the eeriness. It does something. It scratches an itch that I didn't even know I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I really. That's a movie that I am actually dying to see. Backrooms.
It's very good.
Yeah.
And like I say, it's their biggest hit, A24's biggest hit.
Yeah, that's mad.
And he's kind of talking about maybe he's going to do a TV show next. He's 20. Like, it's fucking crazy.
He's 20 now.
He's 20. The guy who directed it is 20.
Is he my Kane Parsons?
Yeah.
He did the first one where he was like... So he was 16 when he did the series.
Yeah.
He's just some sort of savant. Is that an offensive term?
I don't know.
I heard someone say recently that it's an offensive term.
I mean...
Whatever. He's a savant. I said it. Cancel me.
Don't. Okay? Don't.
Cancel both of us.
Cancel. Hey, do not.
And especially Terry.
Go on my leg, Andy. Don't drag me down.
Now that he's gone.
And the third thing that is also killing it at the box office is it's not even a movie. It is a TV show that released its final two episodes in the theater.
What?
It's called The Amazing Digital Circus, which is also a big YouTube thing. And it's now on Netflix.
It's a horror?
No, kind of. It's upsetting.
Ooh.
I asked you, had Joni watched
it?
Oh,
yes.
Because I think it's a big, maybe it's like a couple of years older than her, be like 14 or 15. It has a big online following.
Huh.
And the premise of it is, and I really, the first episode or two, I was like, oh, I'm upset by this. It's like,
keep talking.
A person just appears in this, it's 3D animated. And it's like, I say a person, but like a cartoon character just appears in this space, the Amazing Digital Circus.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, how do I get out of here? And they're like trying to like take off this headset. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you arrived here too. Ooh. And it's like, in the outside world, they've put on some VR headset and now they're stuck in this thing here.
I like it.
And it's like
already.
All these weird characters that...
Why did they release it in... Sorry to interrupt. Why did they release it in the fucking cinema?
Because it made $40 million worldwide.
That's why, idiot.
It's like...
Imagine asking that question.
It's like unheard of. And it's coming to Netflix. I've watched all 7 episodes now because they're 25-minute episodes.
Yeah.
And I think the last... Two, like one is 35 and one is
so,
an hour.
So if I was to put it on and Joe was around, would it be inappropriate?
Parts of it would be like, that's a bit scary.
Right.
But like other parts of it is like, okay. And it's kind of, it's about feet. It's a lot of emotions and feelings in it there.
But it's like 14.
Yeah, roughly. Like give the first one a go and see what you think. Like there is a thing in it where it's like, let's go meet the other guy that you haven't met, Kofmo. And he's like, he's in his room. And then they go in and it's like this big black, like blurry thing. And it's like, oh, he's abstracted. And apparently, like, if you lose your mind in there, you become an abstraction.
Oh.
And they have to then, like, get rid of you into the black nothingness below.
This sounds pretty good.
I liked it. I have to say, I've watched...
I feel like you're not gaga, though.
I am. I kind of am tempering myself because I'm like, it's uneven, but... And it's not like I'm not sitting there like laughing, and I'm not sitting there being like, "This is mind blowing." But I want to know more. You know,
yes.
What I mean? I want to find out how they got there.
Moorish.
It kind of has a bit of the backroom stuff where you're like, "Oh, this bit is a liminal space as well."
Yes.
Like, there's a lot going on in it. It's not aimed at me.
Yeah.
But I think I've
appreciate
cast
it.
My, yeah, I
you
do
appreciate it.
Now the animation is weird. It is not like. Good animation, I would say.
Okay.
It's like kind of blocky 3D, but I think that's by design and probably by budget.
Yeah, okay.
But...
Well, good on them making their money.
Yeah, and like there's nobody, no voice actors you know in it, like, you know.
Good.
And it...
Actually good.
It could come across, I think, as a bit annoying.
Yeah.
So like you might have to like... Keep your mind.
I feel I'm going to be annoyed about it now that you've said that.
Well, yeah, but like,
I'm going to jump straight to. Is it possible that I'm annoyed?
Yeah,
I'm annoyed. Don't like it. Turn
this,
it off.
This is how it goes.
That's going to be my process now. Watching
how it goes.
Okay, well, you know what? There's some good recommendations there. T.
Yeah, I mean, I
actually good recommendations
for
this
once,
time.
Yeah.
This time.
I did watch AI as well. Steven Spielberg.
Oh, I'm afraid we're out of time.
Class, 5 stars. Incredible movie.
Wow.
I hadn't seen it in full, and.
I'm trying to think.
Dark movie.
Is it?
Like,
I'm trying to think.
Really fucking sad. And Haley Joel Osment is incredible in it.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Looks exact. Why is it that child actors look exactly the same? It's just because
doesn't look exactly the same.
Just now.
Yeah, he's got a beard like you and me.
Chubbed.
Yeah,
but
he's good. I like him as an adult actor as well.
I like.
Yeah, he's just lent into that kind of like, I'm a schlub. Hey, yeah. You know what? I'm a bit of a creep too. Did
like
you know
the
that?
Guy from Bowling for Soup? If you've seen him lately,
I'm a fan, but I've not been keeping
he's
up with him.
He's big,
Gigantor.
Hey, Gigantor. And Bowling for Soup. Speaking of,
yes,
what a segue! This is a seamless segue. Speaking of pop punk bangers for kids shows, they've also got one.
For what?
Bowling for Soup kids show. Hang on.
It's a real cottage industry.
Yeah.
Good for them getting
Phineas
their bags.
Phineas and Ferb?
I am aware. I've never watched it, though. There's another 104 days of summer vacation.
That's
oh. It's the time. Why don't you send me this stuff? Like, you send me the fucking the wine stars.
So I got more.
I had a Bowling for Soup album.
Did you?
Yeah, I got one. I can't remember which one. But it was like...
Just the one. 1985. And the girls Girl are the bad
yeah,
guys
yeah.
one.
It was that album. We got it for like 2 for $15.
She's
in
watching wrestling. Hanging out with tough guys. Listening to rap metal. Turntables in our
eyes. Did you see Wheatus?
No. Those worms.
When the Knicks won.
What do they have to say? I don't know why I ran an issue with Wheatus, but...
They were doing Teenage Dirtbag. It was like, Ariel. Knicks fan.
I don't know why Wheatus really annoyed me.
I had that album too.
I never had a Wheatus album. I never had a Bowling for Soup. I liked that song though, but yeah, the time, good.
Did you like the Eraser version better though? Like,
do you know what? No.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't, and I wouldn't admit that publicly. Can you imagine?
What was the other one? The singles that we just had. The Teenage Dirtbag.
Teenage Dirtbag. They were the only two, I know.
There was one other one as well. I can't think of it.
Can't be arsed.
Yeah, who cares? Shop?
Yeah,
customer.
Yeah. I was thinking about this now that I'm on the other end of the... Because me and Terry really became friends, despite being school... students, we dare I say, had a disdain. I didn't think anything of him. That's even worse, you know.
Yeah, because
I hate you, and then the other guy's like, I don't think about you at all. That's me. I didn't think about you at all.
You were just really annoying. Again, we never interacted, but it was just, you were just always on the periphery.
You just didn't like that I was sat at your desk
every fucking time. When you came into the class. Get the fuck off my desk.
But
you'd be sitting there being like, and like, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
See, the thing is, that was like my main class.
Yeah,
room.
I know. Yeah.
So I felt ownership of that desk.
But like,
that's my desk.
It's like,
right?
It's like
you're allowed to
everybody
sit at
else
my
is
desk.
Gone. And like, you're just sitting there like, and like
big long greasy hair.
I'm like, get out of here. Like, I need a hose.
But having said that,
get off my stoop again.
There must have been some disdain on my end too, because I do remember when you timetable, I was like, Terry Toner is starting on Tuesday.
The coolest guy from Erskine Rees.
Not the Terry Toner. And then who knew? Look at us now with a podcast. But
for over 10 years.
So we met, really became friends while working in Centra. And I was thinking
real stepbrothers type moment.
Kind of, actually,
like,
yeah, right?
We're talking about something like, you like that too? Huh. Did we just become best friends?
Yep. But I'm thinking of what type of customer. Now, we had certain customers and nicknames and all that for customers,
great,
which was great. But I'm thinking of a certain type of customers. So I'd like to go through some of the worst types of customers.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you listening are not
one
of them.
What brought this on, just out of curiosity?
One particular type of customer that got me thinking of other types. I'll just go straight in with mine, because this is what got me thinking of it.
Were you in the shop or something when this happened recently? Or?
Yeah, or I can't actually remember what spurred it on, but I was thinking of it recently, of customers. Do you know, obviously, customers who come in and start consuming the product before they've paid for it, right? It's like, I'll pay for it when I get to the till or whatever, right? So that annoys me, right?
Like, here's an empty wrapper, scan that. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
But you know what?
You fucking pig.
Do you know what's fucking worse than that? I don't know why. It's people who can't contain themselves. Like, they'll wait until it's paid for, and then they're literally there at the counter, like, just shoving it in their mouth. Like,
I think that's less egregious.
Oh, just control yourself.
It's less egregious than,
like, I need it now.
No, but like, you paid
baby
for it.
Baby hungry. Like,
as opposed to some fucking like Danny Zuko being, look how cool I am.
Yeah, I'll just eat it now.
Yeah. There you go. You can scan that.
Do you know what actually spurred it on? I remembered now, because I have a big pet peeve of seeing adults walking outside eating. Like eating in, there's the Centra near where I live has like a 99 thing. When I see an adult walking licking a 99, I'm like, it honestly boils my shit to see that. All right, get a good mental picture of that.
I don't want to use that pot afterwards.
It really, I don't know why. And I see it walking around here. If I see someone eating something while walking, even though I might have done it,
I do it all the time.
What kind? What stuff would you be eating? Sandwich?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
snack,
about.
Snack. Like, it'd be like a chocolate bar or like...
Fine.
A pack of Chew-Its. Something on
the... No, that's nothing.
Something on the go.
No, that's not. I'm talking about like maybe, a fucking wrap and they're walking.
Maybe like a Jambon or something like that. If I'm running somewhere and I'm like, this is fuel, I need to go.
Dear,
Jambon. Just to get it in.
Like. Now, I'd be like that in the car, for example.
You're in your little oasis there, I guess. But sometimes it's needs must kind of situation. Like, I can't actually wait because... Like,
it'll be cold by the time I'm sitting down.
The rest of my life, I'm just always on the run. I'm always moving. I feel
I'm constantly standing at the counter shoveling cold food in my gullet.
But, everybody else sitting down eating? Good. Oh, yeah.
But I guess that spurred on the talk of customers doing that. So that bugs me. What do you have one?
I have one, and it's funny, you like it happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Monday? And it was like, there's a lady, an old lady that I see every day on my way down to the train. And I'm in the routine of like, good morning, say hello to her. Uh-huh. Like, and I never see her anywhere else apart from like these, you know, few minutes we're passing by. And she was in the shop and there was like one person on the tills and the person at the... this is just blanket, by the way. Person who doesn't know what to do when they're at the till.
Why is it that, kill yourself. Why is it that... Why is it that we take 10 seconds?
Should not be part of society.
And if, everyone else takes so much longer.
If you're, but they're like, money.
Yeah.
Here,
do I give this to you?
Check. Yeah. Do you need my ID? Like,
that's true. It's your driver's license.
Yeah, it's a library card. So that was happening there. And there was like three of us there. And then she was behind another person. So she was like customer five, say.
Yeah.
And she was like, walking ahead of customer four and being like, who's on the till? And I was like, oh, you're a mean old lady. You're not like, like an impatient old lady. She's like, I have places to go. And I felt like being like, we all do. Shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
As if you're more important.
And then it was like, somebody came on and it was like real jokey. Like, oh, where are you hiding? And I was like, shut up. We're just here. We're all just here trying to get our stuff. Yeah, you're more important.
Let me.
Is it because you're old? You're more important.
Well, I was going to say, I forgot that you said old, but. Joe. Would you say 60s?
Yeah, 60s. Like,
it's interesting you say that because
boomer
serving boomers was my next on my list of, and I say she's exactly like that, where they will. So we will, for example, take our change and be like, "Yeah, great, we'll grab our stuff and go," and maybe we'll sort ourselves out afterwards. Like,
constantly being like, "That till, there's nobody at that till. I'm gonna take my stuff." Go here and sort myself out.
Whereas they will be like, first of all,
can I have a
empty
bag?
Their purse.
Can I have a bag? That was my next one.
Yeah.
The person who just slams their money on the counter.
Slam the money. But then when you're finished serving them, after they don't say thank you, they will spend forever putting their stuff back, zipping their purse back, putting their purse in their bag, zipping up their bag, putting it on, getting their fucking jacket on, whatever. And then be like, okay. And then they leave. I'm like, can't you step to one side and do that?
I mean, you learned your lesson.
You horrible old cunt.
You learned your lesson when you were like trying to like the big queue, this person taking aid, and you're like, what can I get you? And what the fuck?
I mean, I thought,
finished.
This guy is not going to want to wait.
Yeah, you can see he's like,
actually, he's got swastikas on the side of his skin head. And I'm like, you all right there, mate? Like, wait till she's fucking finished. And like, and normally,
and you know he's ordering smokes. So if he just tells you what smokes you want, by the time you go get the smokes, that person is going to be gone.
Yeah.
And it's a smooth transaction.
Yeah. Normally Terry would have my back because I would be too meek in those days and these days to do anything about it. Whereas Terry, you were like, you're being very fucking rude there or whatever.
We're not serving you or whatever.
And Terry took one look at the guy. He's like, nope. Yeah. You're on your own.
It was the heat, you know, Ashley Judd to Val Kim. We're like,
no, you're on your own. Yeah.
And I was just like, don't do anything. I was like, just fucking get him out.
Give me what he
wants. Yeah.
And you know, just straight up people who don't say thanks, like, but you know what, that goes, now I'm on the other end, the servers never say thanks. I find that, like, say Aldi is more concerned with, Aldi's like a big warehouse that has the inconvenience of people shopping around their unpacking and stocking. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, they're not talking to you at the till. They're like, Yeah, he's down the back there, and like, and I'm like, sorry? Oh, sorry, you were, okay. It's like, no thanks, no please, just slamming, like, pallets down beside you.
I like the challenge, though. I see if I can crack that, especially in that Arklow Aldi.
Oh, I hate it,
But no, I think we talked about this before. I go above and beyond to what be like, hello, how are you? Blah, 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 nice evening, see you later. You know, I will say, have a nice evening.
Even if it's obvious they're not going to say anything.
Yeah. Because that's me.
I appreciate that you don't lower yourself. Whereas I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. If they don't say thanks, I'm not going to say anything. So then I'll take my change. They'll say nothing. And I'm like, I'll just walk off.
Then how are you ever going to break that cycle?
It's not on me to break it. It's on them.
No.
They're the servers.
No.
Yeah. No. Grain.
Because. No.
It's like being in that for a sec, Terry. The reference that we're referring to is that in our school, we weren't allowed to run during the yard time. And if we were, too many people were caught running, you had to stand over the white line. And if you just stand there like a bunch of statues, and if you were really bold,
and not talk,
and don't talk to each other,
at the wall,
just stare straight ahead. And if you're really bad, you had to go in the yellow boxes.
What did he
do? But too many kids were running at the same time, so Mr. Graney. He had the bell that controlled whether the big break was over. And he'd like, get the bell! And he'd stand like on the railings like a gargoyle. He'd be like, da-ding, 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 da-ding. And all the kids were like, boo. Like, no!
We used to say he was like, it was Baywatch. Because he'd be perched up there and he'd have his whistle. And he'd be like, and then he'd like come down and we'd be like, I'll be there. Like, dun.
Oh, good stuff.
Last one I have for customers. Kids. You know what? Not kids. Like
snot-nosed punks.
Yeah. Like not all kids. Hashtag not all kids. But like generally it was like
basically any boy 12, from 7 to 15.
I tell you what, Andy. I had one. You know, I'm coaching the academy.
Mm-hmm. As I just learned.
Yeah. I coach some academy kids.
Terry said this. He told me many times, I'm sure, but it was, you know, I have a memory of a goldfish. And we were on the drive home from the podcast last week. And he's like, so I was doing my coaching then on Saturday. I'm like, what? Like, you coach kids every Saturday?
For one hour.
Where's this been? Like, I told you.
I did it because I was like, I'm going to get my little girl involved in it. And like.
Then she lost interest.
She was the only girl that showed up because it was like supposed to be mixed.
Oh, right.
And then it was like 10 little ghouls and my little princess.
My angel.
Yeah. And she's like, nah, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, understand.
Yeah.
But one of them, like, I've had my sunglasses on and he just like, fuck the ball at my head, like the side. Glasses broke.
I was like,
what the fuck? And then like, I overheard him be like, I was just trying to hit him with the ball. I was like, so I was on purpose. And then I was like, you know what? I was going to let it go. And then I was like, come here. And I got down to it. I was like, that's not okay. I didn't say fuck. I was like, you're not to do that. You're not to be throwing balls at anybody. Like, my glasses are broken now. That's not okay. And then I was like, I handled that well. I didn't lose the rag. Yep. Nobody was crying or like, you know, just a bit of a.
Good.
You have to be able to say, you know.
Well, do you know what? Like this.
That's the. I'll send an invoice to his dad, like.
Yeah.
Do. 40 quid.
Square up to his dad. Yeah. Forehead to forehead. Like, you're a little fucking shit of a kid. That's breaking these. What are you going to do about it, asshole? You know?
Never hear from me again.
I've only got two settings when it comes to kids that aren't my own. And it's either way too nice. Like, ha ha ha, come on now, stop that. Or, like, you little fucking shit. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I have no in between. And it's always too soft or too hard.
Like, with the coaching, it's like, it's like that. Like, I'm being nice, and then it actually becomes genuine.
Mm.
Where you're like, and it's actually a bit of crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these are good kids. And then something like that happens, you're like,
oh, shit. I swear. All right,
we're running laps.
Spread. I swear off all boys from age 7 to 16.
But they were like some of the worst ones we would
have
in the shop. Like particularly like school, like secondary school, like little fucks.
Little shits. Serving them on the deli.
Below first year, or even first year, they'd be like too timid. A lot of them would be too timid to do anything.
Yeah.
And then it's like as they get a little bit older, you're like.
Little shit.
Oh, we got a big guy here.
I always knew with younger kids when they'd go to the pick and mix and they bring it up to till to get weighed. I'm like, I'll tell you now, you don't have enough.
Will we go back and have a look? Like, yeah.
It's like that's 784. They just open up their €2 and a 50. Like, right, you're gonna have to put some back. They come back again, like 5.92. You're gonna have to put a lot more back than that.
Just buy a bag of Haribo. Yeah, I know, but like I never felt that. There's no bad in them. They just want sweets. You know what I mean?
Got one of them. I tell you, I actually felt bad. There was a girl who stole a bunch of licorice things from the thing, and like, she was only like
when you're
9
in the shop
or 10.
You work at the shop.
Yeah, and I seen her taking them and go out, and I didn't make a big thing. I was like, just give me them back. Like, they're in your pocket, just give me them back. And she went so red and was so embarrassed in front of her friends. And I was like, just don't do that again. Yeah. And I was like, I felt so bad, but also like,
there's a line.
She won't do it again. She won't fucking do it again.
Fine, right.
Should we finish up on the bangers for Andy?
Yeah.
Please.
It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. Oh, fuck you for us.
Oh, that's derogatory. That, of course, is the jingle for Bangers for Andy. Let me play the little tune that Terry sent from the Rolling Stones. Mm. And we'll come back after this.
Chose this tune by Rolling Stones was when we talked about them a few weeks ago. You said you never heard it.
No.
And I was like, how have you never heard this song?
Never
the
heard
title
it.
Track from the
titular
album
track.
Yes. Emotional Rescue.
Emotional Knapsack.
right on. What did you think of it?
Didn't like it, Terry.
What? What?
It was a bit humdrum.
What are you talking? Humdrum? Yeah. That fucking sucks. Yeah.
It was a bit safe.
Great.
It
was safe.
It felt
it's
safe.
Dangerous.
No, no, danger right. is not a word. That
okay,
I,
I'm going to send you something in the before next week. And,
like, and actually,
see how fucking dangerous it is.
I continued
you
on with the rest
mine,
of the album.
Could be
and
mine,
I preferred other songs
mine.
On it. But.
Whoa.
I didn't like
this
it. And
like,
I listened to it twice today.
Yeah.
First time I was like, yeah. And then. Then after I'd processed it, I was like, well, I'm going to listen again now that I know what I'm getting. And I mean, it was fine. I feel like it would be good in a certain movie or a certain scene or something like that. But as a just standalone bit of music, I was like, nah,
I
didn't like it at all, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? Like, I don't like,
it was a bit just humdrum, like, you know what I mean?
Dun, da-dum, da-dum,
had a little... Dun, dun. A little beat going on.
And then you got the falsetto, like, you know?
I think maybe that's what bothered me a bit. Maybe if he sang it in his normal... Because, like, the album before that was, like, Some Girls, which had, like, Beast of Burden and Miss You and stuff.
Yeah.
And this didn't come close to either of those to
But
me.
It's different. Like.
I know. Yeah. It was like it's veering into a bit of disco or... That's what they said on
like.
The... I looked it up. It
you
was...
could be mine,
you know.
Mine,
but
mine.
I didn't love it, to be honest with you now.
All time.
And
well, look, if you ever fancy sending me a song...
I'm going to. Yeah, and I'm going to send you... I'm just going to send you something.
I was excited. I was excited. You were supposed to send me...
I have been...
A 90s for Terry.
A 90s for Terry. And
new
segment. Yeah. What will he think? You know?
Yeah.
Because they did that a lot in the 90s songs.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. I'm from the 90s, so.
That's funny. I thought you were born in the 80s.
No. I've done it again.
I'm from the 90s. I traveled here from the 90s.
Right. Well, look, on that note, we're going to...
Disappointing, I will say.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not a real Stonesman. I thought you had the...
I know.
I thought you had the stones.
The stones, yeah. No, stones. I don't have those stones. They can keep those stones. They can... kick rocks.
All right, you got it
kind
back.
Kind of butchered it a bit.
You got it back.
Okay, there he is. Look, if you want to hear more, we are about to talk about the third installment of our new Patreon miniseries, the Danny Boyle miniseries. We're going to be talking about The Beach. We've done Train Spotting. We got 28 Days Later coming up in a couple of weeks' time. We have about 6 or 7 specific exclusive miniseries waiting for you at the Patreon. Early access to all these episodes. And it's only $5 a month. I mean, you're laughing. You're laughing in our faces as we're sobbing into our hands at the money we're losing on this deal.
Okay. Well, if you can't afford the €5 a month, You can go ahead and do me one more better now, Andy.
Yeah, see.
Did you know that Germany beat Curaçao 7-1?
I did.
In the World Cup. But I don't want a 7-star review.
That'd be silly.
I want a 5-star review.
How does he do it?
On your podcast, your choice, podcast platform, whatever. Just give us an old rating and review. It really helps grow the podcast.
Yes, sir.
And you can also, you know, tell a friend, tag a friend.
Phone a friend. Just like our posts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Just do the work. Develop this parasocial relationship.
Please.
You have with us.
All right.
And we will do our best to keep you at arm's length. To make it feel like it's a real...
It will never happen to you. Okay?
Yes. It's a one-way street. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Don't contact us personally. Only through the podcast account. Okay? And on that note, we love you. And I'll see you next week. Well, I love you.
And you get the big L from me behind the paywall.
See you next week.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist, or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it.